Good morning, everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 1-2 Radio. And it's election day, you guys. It's finally here. And to be positive about the election, the one thing I'm super excited about, and I think you guys can all join in with me on this, is the fact that after today, no more ads for election. I can't wait to see what kind of new advertisements they've got for dog food or for Christmas sales coming on or anything but these political ads. I'll be so glad to see them gone. So anyway, again, thank you so much for joining me today. For those of you who are new here, if you would like to join us in the chat room, if you go to 1-2radio.com, look at the top left-hand corner, you'll see the word chat. Just click on that and you'll get invited into a private chat room. You can post comments in there. If you want an answer from an angel on a question, you can type that in there. And the questions I'll get to after the break. Also, what I started last week and will continue, so spread the word, that after the break, you can call in live. And the phone number is at the top of the page in the chat room. Or if you want to write it down, it's 857-232-0155. The extension is 870-303. And you can talk to me live and we'll get you some answers from your angels. All right. Also, for first-time listeners, the first part of the show, I talk randomly on whatever message the angels have for me to share with you. And on the second half of the show, I'll jump in the chat room and answer questions there or take live calls to get you some answers. I love doing the readings. So please feel free to put your questions in the chat room or to call in. I'm also very excited. The fact that I've told you guys about my webpage, which is, again, Oh My Angels, which is ohmyangels.com. And I've been posting the angel scopes, which is the horoscopes, you know, my angel scopes. And I've been posting them in there. And I finally learned how to where I can put them. And they are now actively posted on the 1-2 Listen page. So if you go to 1-2listen.com, go down to the horoscope sections, and you'll see angel scopes. Those are mine. So pop on over there and check out your November angel scope. And kind of just getting my feet wet with it, been guided to do it. So let me know. Let me know what you think about it. Before I get too far into this, I want to make sure I'm asking you guys for a favor. You all know how close I am with my granddaughter, Haley. She, for the first time in her life, is having some, for her, it's major surgery because it's the first surgery she's ever had. All four of her wisdom teeth are impacted. So she goes at 10:45 Arizona time this morning to get those teeth out. And I feel really, really bad that I can't be there for her. So if you guys would join me in holding space for her, sending Reiki or healing or prayers, whatever you're most comfortable with, I would certainly appreciate it. And she's open to receive. I asked her permission before I announced it. So please let, you know, your conscience be your guide and send her some good energy, okay? Well, with it being Tuesday and an election day, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. In all sincerity, I did not want to talk about the election. You know, but we all come here and we all have lessons to learn, right? And I'm like everybody else. I let this particular election kind of get to me. And I think part of it has to do with the negativity and the you know, oh, if she wins, it's going to happen this way. If he wins, it's going to happen that way. And, you know, all the upheaval and people saying different things and people being afraid, you know, if they do speak up for one candidate, then, you know, something bad is going to happen. And I kind of really had a discussion with the angels that I really didn't want to go here with. I didn't want to discuss it, you know. And just to make sure everyone understands, I'm not going to be going to, I'm not making a prediction about the outcome. That's not what today's show is about. Today's show, for me, is a lesson that I've had to learn of the fact that the bottom line is, no matter who wins in the election, we're going to be okay. Even though there's a part of us that, you know, the drama, oh my God, it's going to be this, or, you know, it's really not. It's only going to be as good or as bad as what we believe, right? And the other thing that the angels remind me of, because it's one of my favorite sayings, is you cannot, it's physically impossible to have fear and faith and the body at the same time. You know, fear can be very enticing, and, you know, it's the drama and this, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And, you know, it just goes, it escalates and it builds. And if you don't dissipate it, it can be volatile. Or with faith, that's a let go, let God kind of thing. You know, whatever your faith may be, right? I used to have the acronym of faith of forwarding all issues to heaven, right? And so instead of holding on to that fear, that's what I've been doing. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. And I've also been in gratitude. Thank you for us learning the lessons that we've learned to date. Let us use those lessons that we've learned to make good, conscious, loving decisions today on Election Day. And instead of taking the fear and running with it, what we can do is force ourselves, if we have to force it, to be extra kind today. You know, if you know one particular person is voting for the party that you're not voting for, pay them a compliment. Say something nice to them. Especially if they know that you're voting for the other person. You see what I'm saying? Be kind. Let's let go of this fear and hate and worry and stress. If you can, get outside, shut the TV off, get outside, ride your bike or take a walk, you know, take your animal for a walk. Do something that has nothing to do with the election whatsoever. You know, if you meditate the regular way, you know, sit down and get some good meditation going. My form of meditation is baking. I love to bake. It really gets my mind off whatever, and I can bake up a storm. Unfortunately, with my finger, I'm not doing much baking right now. And most of you guys know that last Wednesday, Yogi bit into my nail on my index finger and tore off half my nail and most of the skin underneath. We thought it was towards the tip of the finger. And it was totally my fault. I've had people say, well, maybe it's time, you know, he's 11, maybe you should put him down or whatever. Well, just so you know, he's my kid and I'm not putting him down unless it's in his best interest. It was my fault. I startled him. He's got glaucoma in that eye, and I forgot to touch him first to let him know that I saw this string and I was going to pull it. So it was totally my fault. But anyhow, that's a little side note there. But baking is my way of chilling out and relaxing. And I was laughing with a friend of mine because I'm really trying to be consciously aware of the stress in my life. And I've really done really well this past year. I really have. But I'm also an avid Chiefs fan. So last night we had Monday Night Football. And that's something else that I really do believe the people in power need to realize. For those of us that are older, they should not have a Monday Night Football game the night before the election, because it's just too much on our bodies. Pardon me. So I was up till after 12:30, and then I got up at 2:45. Hold on one second here. Sorry about that. I was coughing. Got up at 2:45 this morning to get ready to go to my date, my regular job. So I'm kind of dragging a little bit. Give me a second. Took a drink of water. Sorry about that. So I'm, you know, here's I stressed with the game because it went into overtime and it was like, oh my God, the Chiefs tied it up. And then, oh, you know, but we won. We're the only team that's 8-0 now. Just saying. So then you go to work, and we're a polling station today. And so people were coming in to vote. And because of what the angels stressed to me about, you know, trying to be in gratitude today and try to express more kindness. So let's try to dissipate this energy of anger and discord. And let's try to, you know, bring some joy back into today. So every person that came into the center today to vote, even though I wasn't down in that hall, every time they went by, I thanked them for coming in and voting. You know, because no matter what, we're all in this together. Whether we like it or not, we're all in this together. And again, I was reminded by the angels, look how all of us came together with 9/11. It was a traumatic event, and we were attacked on our own soil. And, you know, I can remember prior to 9/11, there was, you know, people who were being very prejudiced about one group or the other group or whatever the situation was. But from 9/11, for a good couple of years anyway, it didn't matter if you were gay, straight, white, black, whatever your gender was, it did not matter. We all stood together. We were all united. You know, if somebody was in a disaster, the communities all over the U.S. gathered together and helped that other community that was in trouble. You know, that's the USA that I know and I love. So if we can do that through a disaster like that, we can surely come together over an election and know that no matter what happens, we are unified in the fact that we're all in this together, good, better, and different. You know, and one another thing that the angels reminded me of is that whether we want to admit it or not, we all signed up to be here at this particular time in history. And for some of us, this is part of our goal, was to help unite the planet and unite America to be a more loving, peaceful nation. You know, I still to this day get chill bumps when we sing the national anthem. Because this country means something to me, and I'm very passionate about it. So again, I was, because of that, I was very reluctant to even talk about the election today. And I told the angels, I don't know if I can do this, you know, without coming across with, you know, my way is the right way and everybody else is the wrong way, because that's not what I want to portray, and that's really not who I am. But there's still some fear there. And then I was beating myself up for having those feelings of fear. But the bottom line is, I'm human. And it's natural when someone starts a discussion that's uncomfortable or whatever, or there's threats or whatever, or you don't understand everything, that fear can creep in. But again, an acronym for fear is face everything and rise. So if we collectively send out extra kindness to each other, no matter what your political views are, you hold a door for somebody, you tell them they look nice today, you know, compliment what they're wearing, whatever. If you can find something nice to say or do something nice for someone else, maybe somebody doesn't have the money to go grocery shopping, or somebody doesn't have the money, gas money to go run an errand or to go vote. Even if you're on a different side of the party, offer to take them. Because we're all human beings and we all chose to be here during this time. So we need to make the best of it. We need to have faith in one another and in ourselves, that we as a collective whole will make the right decisions for the universe. Now, does that mean that it's going to go my way or going to go your way? I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see, right? And if you listen to Mark's show yesterday with the astrology, I mean, with the planets the way they are, it's too close. I mean, who in the right mind would actually predict which way it's going to go? That's how close it is. But if we can know in our hearts of hearts, know that whatever's going to happen is going to happen for our highest good, and that God and the angels have our back, we can let go of the fear. You see what I'm saying? And this, trust me, this is not easy for me either. This is, you know, another one of those lessons that comes up and kind of smacks me upside the head of saying, okay, this is where we not only talk our talk, but we walk our walk. You know, I think the biggest mistake we can make, or I'll just put it for myself, the biggest mistake I can make is not be true to my own feelings. I have very strong feelings about this political environment that we're in. But there are things that I can, you know, release my anger or my upset or my worry, and I give it over to the angels and to God. Let go and let God. And there's been a lot of that going on, especially this past week. It's like it's heightened in intensity. And I think part of it too is the fact that we as a whole, we're done with it. It's like, let's get this over with. Where we can start moving forward, no matter what the outcome is of this elect presidential election, we need to start moving forward. You know, we need to get out of the rhetoric of, well, he said this or she said this or whatever the course. Maybe we need to find a way for better communication and more love and more compassion and more understanding of our fellow human beings. Because again, no matter what you really want to say, the bottom line is we are all in this together. You know, it's so easy to distance yourself and say, oh, well, I don't like that person, and I don't like, you know, what they said about this or what they said about that, and how dare they and whatever. But that person is still a human being. And they have feelings, and they have people that love them, and they have people that are dependent on them. So, you know, to threaten another person, it doesn't do anybody any good. It starts a vicious cycle of unrest, and the word that just came up was ugly. It turns ugly. And it's such an honor and a pleasure, truly, to be a human being during this time. It's never boring. But we have to, I think one of the biggest lessons we have to learn through all this again, and they're just stressed, the angels are stressing it over and over again. We truly are all in this together. And for those who have actions and stuff that you don't like, you know, pray for them or meditate about them or, you know, send them love and light. Do whatever you can do. And if you can't get past something that they've said or whatever, release it. Just give it to God and the universe, the angel. Say, you take it because I can't deal with it. I've done that a lot too. That doesn't make me a bad person. It just means I'm being honest enough to say, you know what, I can't take that kind of talk or that rhetoric or whatever. I have to let it go. And so the best way that I can, best thing I can do in those cases, instead of focusing on the hatred or the negativity or the anger, is to try to replace it with something positive. You know, like I'm truly, truly grateful that my apartment's being remodeled on the outside. They're almost done, thank God. And, you know, I'm truly grateful that I've got Yogi in my life. I'm truly grateful that I've got Haley in my life and my son in my life and my friends. I'm truly grateful that I have the part-time job and I meet all these wonderful people. You know, I'm truly grateful for my clients because I truly love to help them. I love giving readings. It's the best gig ever, You know what I'm saying? So when things get too rough and too violent and too scary, I have to replace that with something positive. Because I can't hang out in that negativity. I just can't. I can handle it maybe an hour, 2 hours tops, but then I've got to change track. I've got to try something totally different because it just, I can't hang there. You know, it doesn't make me feel good. You know, I have acquaintances that are on the opposite side of the fence of what I am politically. So when they say or do something that supports their candidate that I don't like, I try to find something positive about theirs and my friendship. And I try to let the other part go. Some of it I've had a real hard time with. But again, I can't take negativity like I used to. When I was younger, you know, I grew up in drama. The more drama, the more negativity, the more comfortable I felt. But the older I get, it's like, that's really heavy energy. And it doesn't make anybody feel good. So why would you want to hang out there? So today, if you're watching the news and getting worried or upset, or you know you don't like something someone says, change the channel. Watch a Hallmark movie. You know, they're all coming out with the Christmas movies, you know, and of course that, you know, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's movie is going to be coming out. You know, it's supposed to be based on them. I think it's the end of this month. So, but again, you get what I'm saying. Find something that's going to make you happy. It doesn't mean that you're burying your head in the sand. It means that you're trying to shift the energy. And trust me, this country needs a shift in the energy in a positive manner. You know, we all need to work together to bring all this together. I don't know how to say it. We've got to work together. We truly do. None of us are perfect. We all have flaws. We all say and do things that we regret later. All you can do is ask for forgiveness, be sorry for what you've done, and move on. And do better next time, right? But this heaviness that's in the air with this election, what I'm asking all of you to do is try to find something to release it. You know, again, most people do the meditations, quote, the normal way of sitting down there, just really relaxing and listening to the music and kind of drifting off. I can't do that. So whatever way you can meditate, try that. Practice your breathing. You know, I can get all fired up and whatever, and I have to just tell myself, you know, just stop. Take a deep breath in, hold it, and release. And do that until you feel that anxiousness and that unnerving anxiety just leave. Let leave your body. You know, focus on helping your friends or other people. You know, like I said, if someone needs a ride to the polling place, take them. Someone needs to help, needs to go to the grocery store, help, you know, go take them. Volunteer it. Someone's down the dumps, call them. Try to cheer them up. Take them someplace. Do something. You know, get outside. Get them in nature. If you've got a little forest or tree somewhere close to you, trees just totally do it for me. You know, I just love the trees. So, you know, if you're in an area where it's warm enough, go barefoot, stand out on the Mother Earth and just let her loving energy just fill you up. Where it flows through you, you just feel, you could just feel it. It feels so wonderful. And again, if you're watching the TV and it's stressing you out, turn that sucker off or find a good movie. You know, find a comedy hour, or, you know, for me, a good love story or a good murder mystery, you know, which, you know, probably not the best topic, right? But still, something to take your mind off of it. But I want you to remember when you start getting angry at the other candidate or whatever, and you're upset with, you know, neighbors because they've said whatever, think about 9/11, how we all stood together then. We sit shoulder to shoulder with people we had never met before, helping them out. We called out to people, hey, how are you doing? Nice seeing you. We were kind because of what we'd been through. So I'm asking you to pull that energy back in that we shared after 9/11, and let's be kind to each other during this time, during this transition of whatever's going to happen, no matter who's going to win. Let's be kind to one another. Let's stop all this other crap. Let's quit blaming everybody else. You know, kind of let's have some kumbaya moments. You know, what the heck's wrong with that, right? But just think about it and see if that doesn't help you. I wish you all so much luck today. And know that no matter what, the angels and the universe will get us through this. Okay, you guys, I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll jump in the chat room and see if anybody's got any questions there that they want answered. Or again, feel free to call in and I'll get your questions. And let's see, the number to call in again is 857-232-0155. The extension is 870-303. Talk to you in just a bit. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy with All My Angels here on 12radio.com. Alrighty, the first part of the show, we talked about the election. So I hope it was helpful. Again, I didn't choose the subject. I always tell the angels, I'm giving a disclaimer. This is coming from you, not me. So I hope that it resonated with you. Let me get in here. I'm going to jump in. Jump into the chat room. Let's see here. I know I always hit the wrong button. I need to put in all comments. There we go. Denise Simone's here. Hi, honey. Welcome to the show. I'm glad that you showed up today. I really appreciate you. It's nice having you here. Suzanne Morrissey is here. She said, good morning, Peggy. Happy to hear you live today. We're very thankful that you're here. So thank you for showing up. Let's see. She says, I've needed to watch some news shows and then switch to Hallmark movies before going to bed to settle down and detach. I've also needed to withdraw from some people in my life whose views and behavior do not align with my values in order to have peace. I'm right there with you, Suzanne. I think part of the, you know, we all scroll through Facebook or TikTok or whatever it is, and you'll see a comment and you'll go, I cannot believe they said that. You know, that judgment rushes in. And I have to go, okay, just breathe, let it go. They don't understand, you know, they're at a different perspective than mine. You know, I understand things from my perspective and they understand them from their perspective. And in some cases, they're like miles and miles apart. And so you're right. That's where you have to go, okay, that, you know, maybe that's somebody the universe is showing me that, you know, I don't need to be around right now. Not because I don't like them or not because they're not nice people, but because I no longer resonate with that kind of energy. So, I think that's what this election has done as well. It's made us wake up and face the reality of certain situations that maybe were not the best for us. And maybe it's time to move on and make new friends and to have like-minded interests. So I get it, Suzanne, totally. And it's hard because there's, you know, people that you really care about and whatever, and you can still love them and care about them. You just don't have to hang with them. You don't have to be around them all the time. So it's just one way of looking at things, right? And Kat Garner is saying, good morning. Interested in a reading if you're called to. Sure, Kat, I'd give you a reading that when you ask. I really like a little bit more detail than that. I'm getting overall, they're saying with capital letters, you are on the right path. It's like you keep trying to veer off of it because you don't want that to be the right path, but they're saying that you are on the right path. Keep moving forward. I do feel like the rest of this month's going to be okay for you. It's not going to be super fantastic, but it's not going to be awful either. But I do feel like they're saying you definitely know what they're referring to when they said keep moving on. You are on the right path. It's like you don't want that to be your right path, but you know, until you learn the lessons you're supposed to learn, you can't move forward. So this is a lesson that you're supposed to be working on. Once you get through that, then you'll be able to move in a more what you're going to call like-minded direction. So hang in there, okay? But you'll get through it. It's going to be fine. Pamela Snow says, happy Tuesday, Peggy. Blessings for your granddaughter. Thank you so much. I'm really worried about her. She's going to be fine, and I know she's going to be fine, but, you know, I just wish I had her where I could take care of her. So, but again, it is what it is. She's 23. She's not a kid, but to me, she'll always be my kid. So I just love her, and I miss her. I can't wait till December. I get to see her. So, but thank you. I appreciate that. Denise says, Peggy, I'm on a waiting list for a new home, which would be ready to move in by June or July. Can you offer guidance on this? Is this the best move for me, timing-wise, financially, and the location? First thing I heard was yes on all of it. I feel like it's divine timing. They are indicating some paperwork. Whatever paperwork you've already submitted, they're saying to go back over it. It feels like either you've left something off or you didn't sign or initial something. So just double check your paperwork. But I feel overall, this is going to be, I'm hearing, you know, I'm hearing the sign, happy days are here again. So it feels good for you. They're still indicating the paperwork. So just double check the paperwork you already have. And then as you go through it and things start getting completed or whatever, you know, just follow up with it. It's almost like they're showing me a clipboard and you've got a list of things you want to make sure gets done. And you're using a pen. They're showing me with a pencil, checking the things off. So just make sure that everything that you had thought they said, or that they had said, or what you wanted them to say, make sure it's was said or done, or it's initialed and acknowledged. Okay. So it's like, it feels like things could get lost in the shuffle if you don't stay on top of it. But I think if you stay on top of it, it feels like it is the best move for you all the way around. So, but again, dot your I's and cross your T's when it comes to the paperwork. Okay. Oop. Don't you guys hate it when you hit the computer and all of a sudden I have a Mac and it went from being normal size print to like it super enlarged everything. Hold on one second. Get back to your regular page here. It's not going to let me do that here. Hold on. Gotta love it. Let's see. Alrighty. I'm flipping over to where my phone is. Okay. And Denise also says, thank you for talking about this. I couldn't sleep last night because I've heard frightening predictions. You know, I'm right there with you. You know, what I did last night, though, after yesterday afternoon's when the angels said, yeah, you're going to talk about the election, and these are the things that need to be discussed. And because I had that discussion, then I could sleep last night. But yeah, there's a lot of rhetoric out there on the TV that is just some BS, you know, pardon the language, but just really, yeah, and you have to, I'll give you an example of the rhetoric I'm talking about. There is the politician, I'm on the Kansas side, so I have nothing to do with the people on the Missouri side. And there is somebody who's running for treasurer, say, if that's I don't even know if that's the right position. And their advertisement talks about they're going to secure the border. The border of what? You know, Missouri doesn't border Mexico. You know, so how are they, Secretary of Missouri, going to control the border? You see what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. It's a lot of rhetoric. It's like somebody else is running on that format, so they kind of took it over, and they just think we're all idiots, you know, and that's the stuff that kind of gets to me. So you just have to kind of blow it off and say, okay, whatever, just, you know, I've been in gratitude already for everyone's highest good of however this is going to turn out. And that's what I just keep doing. I'm just in gratitude that we have this process. I'm so grateful that we do have an election. I mean, we could be in a situation where we don't even get a chance to vote for the people that we want, you know? So, yeah. So you got to, pardon me, you just got to find whatever works for you. For me, that's what worked for me. This is driving me crazy. I can't get this small enough where I can read it. Ha! I did it. That's a miracle. That's a miracle, Martha. Okay, sorry. Let's see, where was I? Judith, she says, good morning, Peggy. Thank you and all 1-2 community for having something really worthy of listening to. There's so much terrible noise, or it is terrible news, whatever it is, gives me a headache. This station removes my headache and restores my calm and faith in humanity. Priceless. Thank you. You know, Judith, thank you so much. And that's what I wanted to do. And that's why I wasn't going to talk about the election today, because I wasn't sure that I could pull it off. But I needed reassurance myself. And so, as usual, the angels use me as a guinea pig to spread the word, so to speak. So we can all get through this together. We don't have to buy into the rhetoric. We don't have to buy into the fear and all this stuff that's causing us stress. We just, again, whatever tools in your toolbox to calm yourself, to bring joy into your life, again, being kind to other people, it makes you feel good. You know, we need to bring those feel-good moments, you know, right now, and to disperse all this anger and negativity around us. So thank you for showing up here today, Judith, and thanks for listening to the One True Radio and being a part of with the One True community. I think we've got one of the best group of people out there. It truly is like a family. So thank you for being here for all of us. Let's see here. I gotta find where I'm at. But it does get hard. I mean, it really, you know, some people can just remain all calm and almost docile, I guess is the word I'd want to use. And you know, you guys know me. I can be a firecracker. I get all passionate, I get all steamed up and whatever. So I have to learn, that's one of my lessons too. I have to learn to sometimes just go with the flow. And Quality says, voting day blessings, Peggy J M 12 family. Thank you so much. I hope you got your voting. All of you guys, I hope you've already voted. And if not, I hope you get out today and vote, because you know, our ancestors fought for this right, for all of us to be able to do this. And it's an honor and a blessing to be able to do it. So we need to honor our ancestors by voting. And we need to honor ourselves for the legacy that we're going to be leaving our kids and our grandkids. So think about that. You know, it's so super important to vote. Pamela says, I woke up in such a funk this morning. I just wonder if I'm picking up all the negativity out there. I feel so ungrounded today. So glad that the political commercials will be gone. I agree with you, Pam. I can't wait. Someone was saying, well, we got to think something positive about the election day, you know, to get us through all this, the hours of waiting. I said that we can know with a certainty that tomorrow morning the ads are going to be gone. And let's face it, some of them, you're like, who thinks up these things, you know? And we're letting our kids and our grandkids, you know, the little ones, look at these commercials. That's not showing them how to act or what we're all about, really, is it? You know, so, I mean, it's just, they play them too long and too, they should only be able to play them like a month before the election. And the thing I'd like to see us do, you know, back in the day of Paul Harvey and what's the other guys I'm thinking of, Dan Rather and Peter Jennings, back in that day, they could not put anything on air without fact checking it first. And now everyone's so concerned about being the first to report something, they're not fact checking first. You know, where did we get so out of control that all the stuff we're putting out there is a bunch of BS? You know, how is that even okay? You know, telling a lie is still telling a lie. It's still telling a lie. How are we as individuals supposed to make a good, clear decision about things when the truth is not being revealed? Because when the truth is revealed, there's a lot of people that basically go into shock because they've been listening to all this other crap for so long. Then all of a sudden that truth's in front of them and they're like, holy crap. You know, that's one of the things we need to think about. We need to come together on. We need to get things straightened back to where we tell the truth and we honor truth and people obeying the laws and, you know, those kinds of things. It's just, you know, decency, because this is our country and we need to get back to, you know, being proud of our country and our fellow Americans, right? So yeah, Pam, I think you're picking up on the all the negativity out there, and just go outside if you can. I don't know where you live, but if you can go outside and put your feet on Mother Earth and ask her just to ground you. I have a funny story, which if you guys have listened to me for a long time, you know the story of where I used to say, oh, please God, just ground me. I just need to get grounded. And I was really scattered one day, and I was starting a job at Amazon in California. And I was walking across, a bunch of us had to, we were new and we'd all parked in the wrong area. So we were having to go back out to get our cars, move them across the parking lot, and then come back. And it was pitch dark out there. They didn't have a lot of lighting. And we were trying to hurry to get back, you know, because we were all being timed. And there was a little speed bump in the on the parking lot. And I didn't see it because they had newly painted. They just put the black paint down or whatever, but they had not put the little yellow stripes across the speed bump. And all day long, I kept saying, please ground me, ground me. I need to be grounded because I felt so scattered. Let me tell you, I don't say to ground me anymore because I hit that speed bump. I was walking really fast and I slammed my chest and face first into the pavement. And I literally got grounded. So now I just say, I call back in my energy into my body. That's an easier way for me. But again, I digress a little bit there, but I thought that was a little funny. But it's so easy to get our energy scattered. So just call it back in. Just call it back in and to breathe, you know, get you some spray sage or something like that just to cut the energy around you, clear it. You know, and if you've been feeling all that and you've been feeling it in your car, sage your car as well. You don't want to get back into that car with the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? So those are little tricks of the trade thing, you know, to get things cleared where you can breathe and where you can feel better, right? Okay, let's see what else. Let me refresh one more time. I think I got everybody, but I'm not positive. Hold on. But yeah, it's crazy when stuff like this comes up and you're trying, you know, you've got friends that you really care about and you know, you guys all want to come together and be friends and talk things out. But the vibe of the country right now does not encourage that, unfortunately. Let's see here. Judith sends in here. She says, I bought a scented candle called Grow with the Flow. It needs replacing. She says, I should have bought 12. That's cute. Oh, Kelly, hi. Kelly Johnson's on and how she says, hi, Peggy. So much stress and anxiety with the political chaos. May you and your listeners be blessed with peace today. Thanks so much, Kelly, and right back at you. I met Kelly when I had my hip replaced. She was assigned my case to come check on me. Okay, Cass says, thank you, or Kate Gardner says, thank you. I enjoyed hearing what the angels say. I have my business on my mind, so that makes sense. I've been trying to pay a $500 fine for applying for a foreign LLC business license, but it's not going through, so I'm confused if it means something more. The fine is because I conducted business before the date I applied for the foreign license for. Then there is a fee on top of that. Well, again, I'm hearing that you're on the right path. You're going to have to pay the money. And I know that you don't want to have to pay that fine. You were trying to find some way that you could maybe finagle around it. But I'm hearing you need to dot all your I's and cross all your T's, and you're going to have to pay the fine. So, and there's a fee on top of that. And it's almost like you're being tested. You've got to be able to pay those, and then you could be able to move forward. But if you try to not pay it or kind of let it slide or whatever, you're going to be inviting more situations that are going to be uncomfortable. So I'm hearing that you just need to work it out somewhere or the other, get it taken care of, and that way you can move forward with a clean foreign LLC. So, and I feel like it'll go through. It will be no problem. You've just got to take care of it. Okay, I know. But then again, just being gratitude. Start being in gratitude, you know, as of today, as of the second. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, angels. Thank you for the $500 plus to pay this bill. Thank you. And then just let go of however it's going to come to you. It's amazing what happens to manifest the money. You have to ask for it, believe it, receive it. the biggest issue I used to have is I would say, okay, I really need this money for this or whatever. But then I would get down to the details and I would say, well, this is the only way in my mind that I think you can make it. And the angels are like, really? You don't think we can do it some more magical ways? You know, so you just have to get, ask for it, believe it, receive it, and then get out of your own way and let the universe take over. But be in gratitude as if you've already received it. I do feel like the money will be coming to you. But again, get out of your own way. Don't try to tell the universe how to do it. Does that make sense? Okay. All righty, guys. It's almost time to go. I want to bring up the fact that after this show is normally the C.A. Brooks Everyday Astrology, but she is gone for the next couple of weeks. So Mark Husson and Kat will be taking over her slot next in the hour following this show. So you guys will get to listen to them. It's going to be a great show. You know that. And then after that, you have the Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone. And then you'll have the Katie Weaver Show. And then you'll have the Christina LaFrance Show. So you've got a lot to listen to. I wish you all the best of luck today to stay focused and positive. And if you find yourself getting kind of down into that rabbit hole, just come back out and just start being grateful to everybody and talking to them and being nice and cheerful and or go outside and again, connect with Mother Earth. Okay. So until next Tuesday, I'm sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care.